وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ.
We indeed sent many messengers before you, and we gave them wives and children. And no messenger had the power to produce a miraculous sign except by the command of Allah. Every age has its own revealed book, and we gave them wives and children.
This is the answer to another objection hurled at the Prophet, peace be upon him. The unbelievers decried him for being one like ordinary mortals, insofar as his life was also encumbered with such worldly concerns as those relating to spouse and children. They were at a loss to appreciate how someone was God's messenger who could also have the sexual urge that would prompt him to marry, whereas the Quraysh prided themselves on being the descendants of the prophets Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them.
يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ.
Allah effaces whatever He wills and retains whatever He wills. With Him is the mother of the book. With Him is the mother of the book.
The expression al-kitab, mother of the book, which occurs in the verse, refers to that original book which is the source of all heavenly scriptures.
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ.
O Prophet, whether we make you see a part of the punishment that we have threatened them with come to pass during your lifetime, or we take you away before that happens, your duty is no more than to convey the message, and it is for us to make a reckoning.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Do they not see that we are advancing in the land, diminishing it by its borders on all sides? Allah judges, and no one has the power to reverse His judgment. He is swift in reckoning, diminishing it by its borders on all sides.
The opponents are reminded that Islam's influence was spreading to every nook and cranny of Arabia. This naturally meant the shrinking of the unbelievers' influence and the growing pressure upon them. Did these facts not indicate that they were heading towards their doom? What God says here, viz., we are advancing in the land, is a very subtle and refined way of indicating the direction of the change which was then taking place. Since Islam is from God, who supports the propounders of that message, the spread of Islam has been characterized as the advance of God Himself.
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ.
Those who lived before them also devised many a plot, but the master plot rests with Allah. He knows what everyone does. The deniers of the truth will soon come to know whose end is good.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ.
The unbelievers claim that you have not been sent by Allah. Tell them, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and so also do those who know the scriptures.